From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama and Cuban leader Raul Castro met Saturday on the sidelines of the Summit of the Americas in Panama. VOA's Luis Ramirez reporting now from Panama City.
It was a much-anticipated encounter between leaders of two nations that have been enemies for more than a half century. President Barack Obama spoke first.
This is obviously a historic meeting. The history between the United States and Cuba is obviously complicated, and over the years, a lot of mistrust has developed.
But Mr. Obama said it is time to turn the page, try something new, and start engaging Cuba. At the same time, he said the U.S. recognizes differences will exist between the two governments. Raul Castro said that fundamentally what President Obama expressed reflects the same as what the Cubans are thinking. The Cuban leader said his government is willing to discuss everything, including human rights, if those discussions are respectful. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Panama City.
Saudi Arabia says at least 500 Shiite Houthis have been killed along the Saudi-Yemen border since a Saudi-led coalition launched airstrikes late last month to stop the rebels seeking control of neighboring Yemen. Meanwhile, coalition warships shelled Houthi positions outside the southern city of Attak, while there were reports of airstrikes on a local military base. More than 600 people have been killed in the fighting, 100,000 residents forced to flee their homes. At least 7 people were killed Saturday in Nigeria as people went to the polls to elect governors and other state representatives. Violence comes 2 weeks after Muhammadu Buhari ousted incumbent Goodluck Jonathan. This is VOA News. Here in Washington, law enforcement officials say the U.S. Capitol building was locked down for a few hours on Saturday as a precaution after a man shot and killed himself outside the building. A Capitol Police spokesperson described the suspected shooter as neutralized after a self-inflicted gunshot. Officials later confirmed the man was dead. She said police are also investigating a suspicious package. During the lockdown, no one allowed to enter or exit the U.S. Capitol building. European Union reportedly has given Greece a deadline of April 20th to present an acceptable list of reforms that, if accepted, would unlock the final payment of the bailout package offered by the Eurozone and the International Monetary Fund. Negotiators from Greece and the EU have struggled to make progress over the final payout of the 7.2 billion euros. Government of Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, which was elected as an anti-austerity platform, has vowed not to accept further cuts in public spending. Instead, the Greek government looking at raising national revenues through fighting tax evasion. Pope Francis on Saturday proclaimed a special year of efforts by the Catholic Church to be more merciful and less judgmental. The Pope read excerpts from a papal decree in which he proclaimed a holy year titled Extraordinary Jubilee of Mercy. Pope Francis said the special year should involve worldwide efforts by the Catholic Church to stress mercy rather than severity, saying the institution's credibility is at stake. The last holy year was held in 2000. Hundreds of Orthodox Christian pilgrims lit candles at the Holy Fire Ceremony held in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem on Saturday night. The Eastern Orthodox Church is celebrating Easter. Thousands gathered for a Holy Saturday vigil at St. Sophia's Cathedral in Kiev, where this music was played. According to Orthodox traditions, on Holy Saturday, the day before Easter, a fire appears spontaneously from what is believed to be Jesus' tomb as a reminder to followers that he is not forgotten them. The ritual dates back at least 1,200 years, and the precise details of the flame's source are a closely guarded secret. Roman Catholics and Protestants marked Easter Day last Sunday. To get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.